إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. بعد My dear brothers and sisters, today Atif from Kuwait sent me a picture, a quote by the actor Jim Carrey, where he said that I think everybody should become rich and famous and they should achieve whatever they want to achieve in this world so that they can know that that is not the answer. Now, big question is that we all know this, and if you listen to in Harvard, there's a tradition which is called the last lecture, and professors and so on, they are asked to give a lecture as if that is the last lecture that they will ever give. Now, if you listen to the last lectures, if you listen, for example, to some of the lectures that very big and famous people have given to college students and so on, invariably, without an exception, you will never find in those lectures those students or those children being advised to say, you must make more money, you know, you must have more boyfriends or girlfriends, you must have more cars, you must... Nobody ever says that. Nobody ever says that. My question to myself is that when everybody knows that it is not the answer, then why are we chasing it? Because everyone is chasing it. The whole world is based on chasing something which we know is not the answer. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's what I want to remind myself and you, is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, and He said, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. He said, where are you going? Allah said, where are you going? And today, as I reflect on my own life, how do we discover this? And one way to discover it is to imagine that instead of sitting here in front of you, I am standing before Allah. And on that day, what are the things that I will regret? Yeah, I want to invite each of you to do that. Imagine you are standing before Allah. On that day, what will you regret? Let me tell you something which you will not regret. Without a doubt, you will definitely not regret not having bought another car. You will definitely not regret not having, you know, seen another beautiful sight on a holiday. You will not regret not having climbed another mountain. You will not regret not having bought another Louis Vuitton handbag, or you will not regret any of these material things. That I can tell you with absolute certainty. What you and I will regret, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that, if we have done those things, what we will regret is not having said a kind word to another person, not having given a little bit of charity to somebody where it would have helped, not having put our money in our hands in our pocket and taken out money to do something which was worthwhile. We will regret these things. We will regret not stopping ourselves either from doing ghibat or being silent spectators to ghibat. We will regret not having prayed that 2 rakat of nafil salah. We will regret not having sat in i'tikaf on that 1 year. We will regret not having read that much of Quran or memorizing that much of Quran, and so on and so on. Think about this. What are the things that we will regret when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And definitely, as I told you, the material stuff we will not regret. We will not regret. Take the things that we think our life depends on, entire how much of emotion and how much of passion goes into this. People sent me some wonderful pictures. People sent me a picture of a football match, not of the people playing, but of the spectators in the stands. And it was a photograph where they are literally sort of standing up and screaming and, you know, gesturing and gesticulating and so on. And there is You can literally see the passion in that photograph. And the caption said, if only there was so much passion behind something worthwhile. If only there was so much passion behind something worthwhile. It bears thought. I mean, what are we doing to our... Take, for example, as I mentioned, the amount of money that we spend on ostentatious weddings, the amount of passion and the amount of, problems that happen with it. I mean, you have to be involved in one of those things to know that. Every little detail is adhered to. Every little detail is sometimes, huge fights happen in the family and whatnot. Now imagine, on the Day of Judgment, you're standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You just spent 50 lakhs on flower decorations, for example, in this fancy five-star hotel. And you're standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the bill comes for the flowers. Are you going to regret it or you're not going to regret it? Think. Now you might say, well, I never spent 50 lakhs, I don't have 50 lakhs. No problem. You spent whatever you had in an appropriate amount. I was in Jeddah once and a friend of mine who, for want of a better term, a Kalyana Mandapam, marriage hall called Lailati in Jeddah. Very fancy. And one of my friends was telling me about a forthcoming engagement party there of one of the big names. And he said that engagement party was the bill that Lailati had given them was, which is the quote for which, they were going to do, was for $30 million. Right? So, there was another friend of mine and of course immediately he started, cursing the Saudis and saying, how they waste money and so on. I said, hold on. I said, before you curse the Saudis. He said, how much money do we spend on our weddings? And the truth of the matter is, and we have to face, the truth of the matter is, the only reason we don't spend 30 million is because we don't have 30 million. No other reason. No other reason. The only reason we, so before you curse anybody else, before you, the reason we do not spend 30 million is because we don't have 30 million. The thinking is exactly the same. You may be spending 3 lakhs, 300,000 Indian rupees, which won't even put gas in the number of cars which go to the other wedding, but that is because you have only that 300,000. If you had 30 million, you would have spent 30 million. Now imagine you're standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are you going to regret? That 300,000 which you spent on your wedding would have changed somebody's life, would have helped somebody in critical care in hospital. It could have given an education to a child which could have changed the future of that child. Same money. I'm not saying spend 1 cent more. Same money. What we will regret is how we spent it. So when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ, where are you going? Allah is asking this question. And the key thing I remind myself in you is not to wait until we stand before Allah to ask this question. The key thing is to ask ourselves this question right now as we stand here, as we sit here. Because now if we ask this question, we ask Allah for His guidance and for His hidayat, then we can make some changes. We can make a U-turn, we can take the right turn, we can do what we need to do. And of course the first thing and foremost thing to do is to make tawbah. Sincerely make tawbah, regret what we have done, and consciously decide to do something else. Simply deciding is not going to help, but deciding is the first step, and after we decide, then we have to take that action. We have to take that action. And don't worry about whether you eventually see success in that line or not. Irrespective of that, and this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made us responsible for achievement, then I don't know how far we would have got. But Allah does not make us responsible for achievement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us responsible for the effort. Now that doesn't mean any kind of half-baked effort. It means the maximum effort, real effort. But at the end of that effort, if you do not see success in that endeavor, number one, it does not mean that there is no success, because first of all, as far as you are concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards you for the effort as if it was completed. So you are inshallah in a good place. But even the effort itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes has his own time scale to show results, and that may not happen, you know, when we want to see it. So alhamdulillah, no problem, it will happen. But you definitely, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your name gets written in the people who initiated that good effort. And that is why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you start something good, whoever follows that, till the day of judgment, Allah will keep on giving you reward for that one thing which you did. So if you are, and the same thing applies to something which is negative also. So that's why we need to be careful what we start. So therefore, to ask ourselves this question and say, when I stand before Allah, what are the things that I will regret? And those things we need to stop doing right now. Right now. Because there is no time. We don't know. We do not know. I can tell you how long I live, but I can't tell you how long I will live. No idea. Seriously, nobody has any idea. So if that is the case, and that is the case, then we have to make our changes in our lives right away, without any delay. Do those things which, if you did not do them, then on the day of judgment, we will regret before Allah. One of the things that we will regret if we don't do that is not forgiving our brothers and sisters, is not making up family relations. How many people, the brother will not see the face of the brother, they don't talk to each other, for what? For what? Which kufr did the other fellow commit? Nothing. Nothing. It's either over fighting over material nonsense, or it is egos. Egos. You offended me, you did this, you did that. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. What offended who? Somebody who came from something which is unclean, and somebody who is going to be thrown into a hole in the ground and mud will be thrown on his face. That is who I am. That is my reality. Whether I like it or not, that is my reality. If that is my reality, then I challenge you, offend me. What? What are you going to tell me? What are you going to tell me? How can you offend me? You cannot possibly offend me if I remember my reality. The only way you can offend me is if I forget my reality. Then I start thinking, oh, I am this one, this one, this one. Then of course, you know, you are disrespectful, you are this, you are that. I mean, I'm not recommending to people that they should be disrespectful to somebody, but I'm saying that seriously from your perspective. Think about this. If I am conscious 24/7, always if I'm conscious of my own reality, and my reality is that when I was conceived, both my mother and father went and took a ghusl. That is my reality. They both went and took a ghusl. And when I am finished, I will be thrown into a hole in the ground and mud will be thrown on my face. That is the reality. You can put all the you know, the stone there and cover it, and where is the kya khul ke dal le, ek jara bola mere ko, khul ke dal. Allah rakhim. So bring the thing and patch. You can patch what you want. End of the day, it is mud on your face. That's it. Let us not fool ourselves. So if that is my reality, then I challenge you, offend me. Let me see, what can you say? Call me what you want. Makes no difference. It makes no difference. There's nothing that you can tell me which is lower than this, because this is my reality. So what offense? And based on this, a brother will not talk to a brother. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. How bad is that? How bad is that? And on the day of judgment, when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are the things that we will regret. As I told you, you will not regret not having bought this car, not having, all this is rubbish. All of this is rubbish. You know and I know. I mean, alhamdulillah, Allah has given us the opportunity, all of us have bought new cars. How long does that feeling of new car last? Seriously, ask yourself. No matter what the car is, maybe a big car, small car, whatever it is. All of us have bought new vehicles in our lives. How long does that feeling of new car, how long does it last? 3 days. Days, I mean, it's not even months. It is not even weeks. It is not even months. Days, whatever it is. I mean, some people little more, little less. Days. So what value is that thing? What value is that thing? So I remind myself and you, let us remember what Allah said, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Where are you going? And to ask ourselves this question and to make the changes we need to make right now. We ask Allah to give us the tawfiq and the hidayat to do what is pleasing to Him, because that's the only thing which will matter on the Day of Judgment. The only thing which will matter. If we are able to go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with one single thing that Allah is happy about, khalas. Nothing else matters. We ask Allah to give us that and more, inshallah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us His forgiveness and to grant us the company of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the Jannat, in Jannat al-Firdaws, bi ghayri hisab. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.